My name's Elliot and I'm 19 and I've just got that personality about me that I like to help people and get the word out about childhood cancers. Late 2012, there was just swelling on my foot that would just constantly get bigger and bigger. And me and my mum thought, okay, maybe we'll try and wear some like really tight socks to try and get the swelling down, because we thought it was an ankle sprain at the time, but no, that wasn't doing anything. So as soon as we realised it was just getting bigger and bigger, went to the GP straight away. First, we started with a needle biopsy that was done under local anaesthetic, and then I did MRI, X-ray, and then I got brought into a room with a surgeon at the time, and he said, this is very worrying of what we discovered, and we're going to take you to a consultant, and he'll be able to tell you more. And then I went to the John Ratcliffe at that point, and that's when I found out a little bit more, which was actually quite upsetting. The type of cancer that I've got is called alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma, which develops in the soft tissues in the body, and it can start anywhere and it can spread anywhere in the body, and it can spread very quickly. And it is quite alarming. It affects 1 per 1 million people every year. The treatment for this type of cancer is always intense. And this is something that I've been going through for the last 3 years. It did happen very quickly. People thought, what is that you got? And people thought it was just a lump, but then I just told them that I've got an extremely rare cancer, and people really didn't understand at all. Lots of questions. I mean, there was more questions than answers at that point. So it was a question of how do I continue to do, well, work on my GCSEs and that at the time whilst I'm going through treatment. The challenges of dealing with a rare disease is that nobody's ever heard of it, and people always think it's some sort of adult cancer where you know what the cause of it is and there's a treatment option that's definitely going to get rid of it for good, where with childhood cancers, we never know what the cause of these are, and obviously the treatment is very different compared to the adult cancers these days, and the whole treatment process is very different. The way that I deal with the treatment process is I take it week by week, so the things that I need to do this week, and then once I've got that done, then I can focus on to the next week, and I take it from there. It turned out every cycle of chemotherapy that I had, I actually recovered very quickly, and I had a month's break from each one, so I was able to continue absolutely as normal, so I carried on as if I wasn't on treatment, really. When I had a below knee amputation back in 2013, I was obviously a bit of a shock to everybody, and people said, Elliot, do what you want. Well, basically, it's your life, you do what you want with it, so that'll be a decision that only you can make. So I went ahead and did that, and I turned out to be very good with that kind of prosthetic. I haven't really ever seen it as me losing anything. I've seen it as actually gaining something, because we actually compared the distance that I'd be walking in like a minute or something, and it turned out that I walked further with my above knee prosthetic, comparing it with a below knee, and I outperformed it, and I was like, wow, that's brilliant. It's like a part of me now, which is fantastic. I have made some friends on the ward, because there are two people that I know who have exactly the same disease that I have, and there's a lot of things that we can relate to. We have a lot of common views, and we support each other, and I actually keep in touch with these people every day, and that's great. They do look up to me, because obviously I've had it 3 times and they're dealing with it for the first time. I believe my role is, when on treatment, is to hopefully guide them through the treatment process and hopefully to put them at ease and make the treatment process easier for them. All the doctors and nurses have been great, and over the years, actually, some of them are actually, I'm actually some of their personal favourites, because they see me quite often, and they always ask me how I am and everything, and we can have some very interesting conversations on the ward, and it's just great. I think it's very important to tell my story as vastly and widely as possible, because I believe that the more awareness there is on very rare cancers like mine, hopefully more people will donate, so therefore new treatment options can get developed for in the future the people that may need it. Yeah, and it's very important, obviously, is also to create more awareness of all the signs and symptoms, because if people are aware of those and realise it could be something very serious, then you can get forward to the GP very quickly and maybe even get detected early. And me documenting as of what's going on is extremely important, because then it gives parents and people that may get diagnosed with a rare form of cancer a much more better insight, so they can be obviously can be more put at ease, and because sometimes their first impressions of something can be really bad, but then they may then get second thoughts on things and they can be put at the ease a lot more, and hopefully they'll be able to see things throughout a lot better. One way it has affected my family life is definitely brought us closer. Hopefully, well, I think it's for the better, because for the first time, me and my brother, my younger brother, we go to Oxford United games together, and that's something that we've never really done. We've never really done stuff together, but we do that more often now, and I think that's great. My message for people that are dealing with a type of cancer is obviously keep going, don't give up, and the end result is always going to be worth it. Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is extremely important, so therefore we can get more awareness about them, and then hopefully people donate, so therefore we can create better treatment options for people that may need them in the future and hopefully get better treatment outcomes in the long run.